This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean, and it's time for a bit of a diamond among the scruff, isn't it, Robbie?
Your old friend. My friend.
What are you trying to say?
The very person who used to sit in the chair that I now sit in.
Well, the alter ego of them. Yes, joining us now on the line is the gorgeous, fabulous Dolly Diamond. Hello, Dolly.
Oh, hello. Are you well?
Oh, yes. The audience is going wild.
Oh, I love it.
Now, Dolly, you've certainly had you've had a crazy start to your year. You've been midsummering, you've been to Perth, you've been to Adelaide. You haven't stopped.
Well, I know, and right back at you. I know you're exactly the same. Yes. And we may be in different areas of the country, but we're very busy, aren't we? But we obviously love it.
Oh, we do. We do. We love it in every way, shape and form.
Yes. I mean, like, we have a little whinge. And
You and me, never.
but listen, we love what we do and we're lucky to do it. And I know we both appreciate it, but, you know, it is hard work, but it's just lovely to be able to do a job that you love.
Exactly. And audiences have been loving you all around the country. And speaking of country, that brings us to where you're going to be performing this weekend, because it's time for the Chill Out Festival, everyone. Yay! Cannot wait. You've been doing this for years.
I know. God, you make me sound old.
Oh, no, no. You're as young as I am.
What it is that I absolutely love it, and I've loved it for however many years it is now, and it's grown. And that's largely due to Meryn and the team that she's got involved down there. And they make it, you know, it is in their interest, obviously, to make it grow, to add, diversify.
Well, this year it's huge as well. It's over 50 events over 5 days, which is absolutely wonderful.
I know they've got a beagle tent.
A beagle tent. And in my mind, that's shaped like a dog. But I guess I'm just going to have to go there to see.
I know, and loads of different acts on, and I think, I mean, majority, you know what it's like, everybody converges on Daylesford, and a lot of these events are already sold out. Bush dance always sells out.
But it's not the only one. Like, many events have already been, they've been posting online that they're sold out, or tickets are nearly sold out, so it does not pay everyone to get there early and then figure it out then. It pays to book early instead. Mm-hmm. Actually book your tickets. It's the right thing to do.
There's only limited numbers, isn't
there?
You know, there's only limited numbers in these venues. They're not all built like the Arts Centre.
Well, this is true. If only they were. Well, you're going to be performing at one of them, aren't you, Dolly? You're performing at a fabulous venue, the Palais Hepburn. Yes. You're going to be performing there on Saturday night as a part of La Cavalier.
Wasn't it?
It's
all closed the years, and we would all drive by and think, oh, that's a bloody shame. I think you went in there one time and you could buy plants.
Oh, really?
You could stand outside and get by bags of cream anyway. And I know that it's well and truly open. And, boy, they've done a wonderful job. It is absolutely luxurious in there, really gorgeous.
I'm excited to check it out tomorrow night for the opening fundraiser party. I'm going to be at that tomorrow night. But you're performing on Saturday night. You're going to be doing a bit of a sing-song, are you?
Well, I am. And earlier in the evening, you've got, it's Queen Kong, which I think if you your listeners probably know that secretly that might be a little bit Yana Alana.
Absolutely. Now, there's a massive, I'm going to say this to all our listeners, there is a massive double feature happening at the Players Hepburn this Saturday night that is not to be missed. If you miss out on tickets to the Bush Dance, this is where you have to be. At 7:30, there's Queen Kong, which is the fabulous Yana Alana.
Literally just did the Arts Centre in Melbourne.
Yes, they did.
Everybody there.
And then you can head and see them there and get wowed in Daylesford. And then there is Cabaret, which stars not only the gorgeous Dolly Diamond, there'll also be Yana Alana, Miss Fribby Dancers in the Cabaret Act, Leather Lungs, Dilipilator Diva, and then there's a party with DJs. So it doesn't stop at the Players Hepburn, it seems.
No,
Saturday night's got to be there.
I know the rules of Joy. You don't mention the prices, and I'm all right with that. I've been to Joy before. It's lovely.
Yes,
and
you're familiar.
You can buy a ticket for both, or you can buy one for Queen Kong or Dolly. It's up to you. We don't mind. What we just want is for people not to miss out. And what about Sunday, darling?
That's yes. pretty massive. Well, then it's Carnival Day. Now, you've normally been emceeing all day, but I see that you've got a nice block of time so you can relax and enjoy yourselves with the locals.
You know, I think that's what it's all about as well. I loved hosting there, but hosting with Luke Gallagher. I don't know if you remember Luke, but...
Vaguely.
And, he used to work in the... Anyway, it doesn't matter. And we decided that, you know, enough was enough, and we passed over the baton, and I've got to be honest, it's a bit of a relief, you know, and in the right way, and I'm being honest, you know, it is time to just enjoy the day like everybody else. Well, I couldn't enjoy it in this little spot, obviously.
Of course, of course.
You know, I've got to squeeze out love in the air. Love is in the air one more time.
It's like me and Chandelier.
Yeah, exactly. And, that's all going on. But there's, you know, Becky Cole is on, Queen Tribute. I mean, it's absolutely massive.
It's going to be fantastic. The Carnival Day is so much fun and so worth being there. But I'm doing the same thing as you, Dolly. I am taking it easy, doing only a little bit of performing, and I'm actually going to chill out. It's going to be very exciting.
I know. It'll be a miracle, won't it, if it actually happens.
Well, we'll see.
All over and we'll jump in. You know we will.
It's true. It's true. What do you reckon, Robbie? Do you think you'll get yourself to Queen Kong or Cabaresque, or you just dive into Carnival?
Oh, look, I would love to. I haven't actually nutted down what I'm doing on Saturday night yet.
You're still... We spoke to Meryn 2 weeks ago and you started making your list.
But I booked tickets to many of the popular events. But yeah, Saturday night is still open. So
darling. We've got your list right here.
You'd be welcome. You know, like everybody else, you'd be welcome. And I think it's an opportunity to have a look at the ballet again, you know.
Absolutely.
And that's what's wonderful about it.
I've heard it's a beautiful venue. Definitely worth checking out over the weekend.
I'm looking forward to having a lovely martini down there and enjoying myself. With everybody else.
I can't wait to enjoy myself with you, Dolly. We're going to love you and leave you and get ready to spend some quality time with you in Dalesford this weekend. I can't wait.
Lots of love.
Have a lovely time. We'll see you there.
Bye.
Oh, you can catch Dolly Diamond at La Cabaresque this Saturday night in Dalesford at the Palais Hepburn or at the Chill Out Carnival on Sunday afternoon. Oh, it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Chill Out. We've got more Chill Out coming though, haven't we, Robbie?
We could talk Chill Out for the rest of our show.
Well, we won't, though. We'll dive over to Wagga, but we're going to be chatting with, later on in the show,
Farmer Dave.
One of the Chill Out Festival ambassadors. I can't wait. I hear he's a dog lover.
He's a dog lover. He's going to be judging a dog show. We'll hear all about that soon.
I'm fitting myself for a collar as we speak.
That's beside the point, though.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your Hump Day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.